it's time for Your Career with Mike Palumbo. If you'd like to talk to Mike about your career situation, call 323-580-5738. Now, here's your host, Mike Palumbo.
The games of interviewing. The games of interviewing. What are the games of interviewing? According to me. Some of the games that are being played out there are unintentional. And some are part of the company's interviewing process. No kidding. Either way, intentional or unintentional, you will have to win these games to get the job. You're going to have to win these games to get the job. When I graduated college, I learned this firsthand about these games that companies play during the interviewing process. I've told the story before, but I was in an interview. Okay, now get this. Now, here I am, a young guy trying to find my way. Right, so I'm in this interview. And the company interviewer asked me, after the niceties, how are you? The usual stuff. Couple pertinent questions, nothing pressing. So, why did you go to school? Why did you blah, blah, blah? I see you were in the Navy, little things. And then, bingo, here it comes. This is one of the games I'm talking about. So, Mike, tell me a funny story. Can you tell me a funny story? Now, picture this now. Here I am, a young guy, just graduated college. I was ready and prepared for questions about my schooling, the internships I had, and overall experience in the industry. And this is the question I get? Can you tell me a funny story? Yikes. There are companies that will ask you silly questions. And I have been told companies do this to see if you can think on your feet, right? They want to see if you can think on your feet. So they'll ask questions like, can you tell me a funny story? Or why do elephants have tusks? Now, I don't know if this is as prevalent as it used to be, but there are games out there, whether it's stuff like this or any other type of games that can be played. Now, I'm still a believer in evaluating a candidate's track record and accomplishments, but that's just me. Some companies will have psychological tests and some type of personality exam to see if you fit in, right? Can you take this test here? Okay. Yeah, I'll be happy to take your test. Let's see. I hope there's a lot of questions about the position and what they want me to do, and then you sit down and take this psychological test. So, do people with long fingernails bother you? When you go out to eat and the meal's not right, do you tell the waiter or do you just eat it? These are the type of questions. I've seen these tests. I had a client many years ago that administered these tests, these psychological tests, and I couldn't get any candidates to pass these things. I couldn't get any candidates to pass the stupid thing. Some of them were bright as can be, okay? This is a true story. I finally asked the company. I said, look, the guy's name was Phil. I'll never forget it. I said, Phil, we can't get any of these guys to pass these tests. A lot of them are very bright and some are, have college degrees from prestigious schools. Have you ever took this test that you're giving these candidates? Just curious. And you know what he said to me? Are you sitting down for this? Do you know what he said? I did take it. I'm embarrassed to say I didn't pass it. What? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Can you believe this? This is a true story. I said, why are you administering tests you can't even pass yourself? I don't get it. I don't get it. These are the type of games of interviewing that I'm speaking about. Now, obviously, we couldn't recruit for this company again. No way. No way. I mean, I couldn't believe it. This company's been around a long time. There are a lot of games you're going to experience during your interviews. Some of these games are just part of the interviewing process. Maybe the company will take you out to eat and see what kind of manners you have. I've seen those. Maybe they want you to drive to the restaurant if you are going to have lunch or something so they can see what kind of car you drive. This is, I'm not kidding you. This stuff goes on out there. Drives me crazy. Maybe a company gives you a goofy psychological test or asks silly questions like, tell me a funny story. Or maybe even ask you inappropriate questions. I personally have had that. Maybe the, this is my favorite. Maybe the interviewer is jealous of you and doesn't want you to around, you know, because you're going to be competition. I've had this. As a recruiter, I've had this. The company interviewing candidates, and they, you know, for some reason, this one manager doesn't like any candidate. And I find out that the guy was jealous. In the recruiting business, we call this competitive jealousies. And this is huge within companies. Huge. It's a huge problem. Now, is this a game? Is this a game per se? Well, maybe not. But a lot of good qualified people don't get hired. Listen to me. A lot of good qualified candidates do not get hired. You may not be getting hired because of competitive jealousies. What? You mean I'm not getting hired because I'm too good? Yes. Yes. Can you believe this? These are some of the games of interviewing. But I will tell you, the truth about these games when you're interviewing, this is the cold hard truth, and this is why I'm telling you this today, tonight. You have to pass these tests, these games. You have to pass these tests, these games, to get hired. In order for you to get the job, you're going to have to pass these tests if you want to get into this company. Period. I don't care what you're being told. Oh, this is just a formality. Nope, it's not. If you don't pass this test, you're not going to get hired. You will not get an offer from this company. They'll say that because they don't want to get sued. Oh, just take the test. It doesn't really matter. There's no right or wrong answer. Uh-huh. So you don't get the job. So what's the answer? Okay, Mike, I get it. What's the answer? Just be yourself, and you should be fine. What? That's right. Believe me, some of these companies you wouldn't want to go to work for anyway. Oh, in case you're wondering about my little story about my can you tell me a funny story? If you're wondering how I answer that question, can you tell me a funny story? I told the interviewer, I didn't have a funny story. And guess what? Guess what? I didn't get the job. These are the games of interviewing. I don't care what they're telling you. If you want to get into that company and they have a psychological test, if they have competitive jealousies in the office, if all these things are going on, asking silly questions, I don't care what they're telling you. If you don't pass these tests, these games they play, you're not getting in. You're not getting in. So don't worry about it. Just be yourself. If you don't fit in being yourself, you won't want to go to work for that company anyway. I hope this helps all of you out there with this issue. Good luck to each and every one of you. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Your Career with Mike Palumbo, a presentation of the Career Radio Network. For more career tips, go to yourcareerwithmike.com.